Begin the current daf, sect the sukkah, daf lam and ches, begin on the base. Begin with taste the mask, taste begin with the words of the Gemara, hilchos a gevir to ikle mashma minhaga de lelia. Many great halachas we can learn now from the customs of hal. Shes gives the background to this, is that b'makam shal rabba, hayu, kulam bikim b'hal, in the locale, in the place of rabba, they were all professional in hal. But kulam kermes hal, and shlech tzibbe kemashon ikram akshav, they would all say hal by themselves with the shlech tzibbe, like we say today's time. Malahi samchon alav klam. They wouldn't rely on the shots at all, because they were gondras, like Rashi explains. Elish nagulashan zvanach dufti, the mefash of halach red, but they deviated to say it in these other places, as the Gemara continues to explain. So that one can learn out from the practice, practical halacha, labaki with mishen baki, someone that knows how to say it, that doesn't know how to say it, because lamakri yisoy a katan, if you have an adult or a minor that's reading it in front of him, where he says after him, haluka, says, Masha, ain't on the night, Masha, Masakin. I mean, he's not to do as exactly as it says over here, to answer two times haluka and some of the other things, like it was by Rabbi Mishra ibn Haga Karle, because it's called a custom, as the Gemara says, as we see here in the Divrei Maschil, where the custom is not, the custom is not, and that's not our custom. Continue with the next Tais Maschil that begins with the words of the Gemara, who am I haluka? He says, haluka, as Tais explains, who we talk about, Shleich Tzibra. He opens up the hal. And then after the hymn, they say haluka. And he sounds until they answer. Now, it doesn't say how they make the bracha. The tzibah, they're also obligated to make the bracha before they start. Now, it says maybe they all make the bracha together. Until first, he opens up saying haluka. That's not considered a hefsek between their bracha and their starting hal. Continue with the next place, and the Tzitzit begins with the words of the Gemara. We come from here. We see Shem Hoya Gadol Makre. So if a Gadol was reading it for him, Oynachar Haluka, he like responds with the word Haluka, which Shai says Masnijim Alav. That way, you already know from the Mishnah. Just once we're going through the list, we say everything that you can infer from the custom that they had in the days of Rabba from the way they would say Hal. Continue with the next place, and that begins with the words of the Gemara. We come from here. Shem Mitzvah Lanz Vershav Prakim. Here we see that it's Mitzvah to respond regarding the chapter headings. Which page of Quindras? Mekanj Rosh HaProkim, Tzrichim Lanus Rosh HaProkim. From here we see that by the chapter headings, you have to respond about the chapter headings. Meaning, it's not enough to just recite the word Haluka, which they continuously respond. Mashim Tech Pesach Kun. It sounds like a rash interpretation. Shabrosh HaProkim, Oyni Rosh HaProkim, Malayesa. At the beginning of the chapter headings, all the respondents of the chapter headings and nothing more. And Valkaldova Chutzim Rosh HaProkim, and everything else besides the chapter headings, then there, Oyni Haluka, that you say Haluka, Ashik Mezahal until they finish the Hal. This is how Rashi explains in the Mishnah. Now, besides Perek Hashem, says it, but at the end of Perek Hashem, it says to the Flam of Bezle Mashmah, it doesn't sound like this, because the time began, we learned in the Bryce in the Gemara, Kitz, Amisol Yeshira, how do the Jewish people say Yeshira? Kagodl, meaning by the Yamsuf, Kagodl Mak is a howl, the way a Godl recites the howl for others, and they respond after him the chapter headings. So it says, Mashmah, sounds like Shemitchil Saperek at Saifai, that from the beginning of the chapter until the end, Oyne Rosh Perek, I'll call Dabdav at Saifai, that for that chapter, they continuously recite the chapter headings for every single phrase until the end. By the same chapter, they say the beginning of the second chapter. But called the Bible, and every single chapter, it's chapter heading until the end. And so to all of them, Kugan Haluka, Betsy Som Mitzrayim, Lelano Hashem, Lelano, Havtikishma Hashem, Halos Hashem Kogoyim, Hoyloshem Kitab. Each chapter heading is what they say for that chapter, which sounds like Rashi. So it says, B'Shema, maybe these are not considered many chapters, because Metchil Zahal Ad Hoydu Perakachem, from the beginning Hal until Hoydu is one chapter. And the reason is, because we all these customs that we bring here, that by Hal, we don't find them making a sign for it until Hoydu, the Perakarishan Habach Rav, because the first chapter comes after the first one, which is by Ritzes Yisrael, Hoydu Masa Simon Zad, then they should have made the Simon, where they should have repeated the refrain of the chapter heading and say Ritzes Yisrael. And they don't. Obviously, it's considered all as one pair. Now, Mashin Dagen Achshav Shashlich Tzibah Oimesh Leisha Yem Renu. This that the Shlich Tzibah, he says three Yem Renu. Yem the Yisrael, Yem the Yizhar, Yem the Yer Hashem. But Tzibah Oin Alkolech Vechol Hoydu. And the Tzibah answers Hoydu. When we see him in the Gzibah Shas, we don't find this custom in the Gemara. Komokum Nafkim Hanach Kroy comes out from those Pesukim that the Gemara says that teach the Shemei Ka'ina that hearing is like saying. And therefore, it's like they said those Yemrus, and then therefore they're responding with Haidu. Then with the next Tosfos Masechta Tetz begins with the words of the Gemara. Who Oimer Onash Hamashena? The Shad says Onash Hamashena. Behemer Onash Hamashena. Who Oimer Onash Hamatzlichana? Bchulu. Tosfos Bad. He says Avgam. The meaning of the Gemara is Megillah Avgam. Based on Avgam, Avsekim Bepasik. El Tzenerik is not stop middle of a pasik. Only if you're doing it to teach children. Here Onash Hamashena, Onash Hamatzlichana. One pasik. How are you stopping and making it to two different phrases? So Tosfos Hakashani is different because from Rishonim and the Adam. Because actually these two parts of the pasik were said by two different people. Because these are Pesachim, like one means Pesachim, the Kofetes but Alf, where the brothers of David said on Hashem Hashina, the Ben Melech says on Hashem Hatzlichana, and therefore that's why we're allowed to cut it into two different parts. Beginning with the next taste of Masal, it begins with the words of Gemara, Shama Bele Ono Yaksim. Someone heard, but even without responding, he fulfills obligation. So he says, Misha Nidei Likris Vilan. This is someone that doesn't know how to say and doesn't even know how to respond. Im Shama Bekiv Nislim. Lashmaya. So if he heard and he focused his heart to listen, Av Bishlam, even though he didn't answer anything, no Haluka, Yatsa, he fulfills his obligation. So there's someone's davening with the tzibra and their middle of Shemayin Esrim. V'shlich tzibra mekedusha yehishmei rabba v'varach, and the Shabbat is saying kedusha or yehishmei rabba. Yishtuku mitfilos nevishmo. You should be silent from the davening and listen to one who's middle davening. Very encouraging, like they're saying it. V'shlichi yig mekedusha yehishmei rabba v'varach. When they finish kedusha, then it goes back to continue davening because you don't have to say anything. V'chin yasur rav haig, rav yehudu goy, goyin bahag. The Pesach Bukhan the Rashi explains. So it says, "We're crushed." Typical. Modern in Perik Mishnah from the Gemara Brachas of Chafav on base. Says, "If Yochel Haskel Beligma Atchalei Yis Shlich Tzibla Kedusha Yis Palav." Someone's about to damage my nasi. It says, "If he could start and finish before the Shlich Tzibla, when he's saying his Chazal Shatz could get up to Kedusha, then he should daven." And La'av Leis Palav, no, he shouldn't daven. Yes, Shem. Some say Shem came and made him. Same thing as he has. We have to make made him. But the problem is, Vulam Alan Kulei. Why do you need to do that? Yis Palke Darkei. Let him daven in his regular way. When they reach to that point of Kedusha or made him, whatever it is, let him be quiet and be yaitz with Shemay Kaina. I rather say this. Obviously, if it would be silent, it should be also have sakas tefilasi. That listening itself would be considered an interruption of tefillah. Obviously, you can't do what Rashi is bringing from if you're going. Says Tais, however, no, maybe it's not a raya. Maybe Shema Avagav the Shemekin. Maybe even though listening is like answering, but saying it yourself is better. The more choice, and therefore we don't want you to start Shemay Nasi unless you could make it back so you could actually hear the words yourself without just listening to the shots. Continue with the next tesis, the Vimasal tesis begins with the words, the Gemara Amr Rab says, Loi lim in this Baruch Haba, but B'Shem Hashem. A person should not stop in the middle, say Baruch Haba, and then take a breath and then say B'Shem Hashem. Which tesis tame, it's a wonder. Because we say Mitzchalitza and Yevam Estav Kovav and Beis, and Abayi says, Haiman the Makri Chalitza, the one who's reciting the Pesukim of Chalitza, Lelikul Edida, should not have her say the words Loi Luchadei, just stop by the word Loi, and V'Ovi Yabmi Luchadei, and then say the words Ova Yavmi, because the Mashman sounds like Ova Yavmi, that he really does want to. Eloi Ova rather Ella, Loi Ova Yavmi Vazach Yisrael one time. So too, Bele Likri Lidi Day, he should not say have him say the Psukim Loi Luchadei, just to say the word Loi, and V'Chavas Lekach Luchadei, and then say oh, and I want to take her, because the Mashman V'Chavas Lekach, it sounds like I want to take her. Ella Loi Chavas Lekach Ma'afas, that should be at one shot. I don't want to take her. Which Amar Rabbi responds, Avsukim Mizal Aslam, no, we're not concerned with stopping in the middle. Problem is, here he's the one who says that you shouldn't stop, and there he says, oh, we're not bothered with stopping in the middle. So he says, yes, what you can say is, the Labasa, the Shema Hakim, and Safra, that yes, after he heard from Safra, that said to Rabbi, that it's not a problem like a Hafsik, rather, it looks like he's finishing his statement, like he says over here, that's the way Rabbi received that statement. There in Yabamas, he says that you're allowed to stop, which is like Rabbi Safra over here.